Farm safety. Farming activities in Wisconsin are starting to become very busy this spring season as we exit April and enter into May. The weather has finally turned the corner and the soil has become fit to begin planting crops. There is a great deal of excitement and anticipation that comes along with spring planting season. While this time is energizing with the fulfilling work of planting crops, there also comes many new risks to personal safety. Working longer hours can alone be a risk to the health and safety of workers on a farm. Once equipment, animals, pesticides, and toxic gases are added into the equation, the risk level to injury can get higher yet. Farm machinery, including tractors, is a leading source of farm fatalities in the United States. At least one farmer is fatally injured each day as a result of an agriculture accident. Youth on the farm aren't immune to this harsh reality either. Every third day, a youth dies in an agriculture-related incident each year. Many safety features have been added to farm tractors and machinery to reduce the risk of injury. But farm safety often comes down to the decision that is being made and the risk associated with that decision. In youth tractor safety training, we invest one evening to evaluating personal decision-making as it relates to the probability of risk. The severity of risk for the decision is compared to the frequency to which the decision is made. The objective of this class period is to teach the students how important personal decision-making is to increase farm safety. Being aware of the surroundings is very important when operating farm equipment on the roadways. Keeping the correct lighting and SMV emblems in place on farm equipment will help increase visibility. Unfortunately, farm equipment will always be at risk when on the roadway because of the difference of speed present between vehicles. It is best to never assume the vehicle sharing the roadway with you will watch for your next move, even if you are using turn signals and slowing down. Certain types of farms have their own unique risks to farm safety. Earlier, I listed animals, pesticides, and toxic gases as other risk factors that could increase the risk of injury on the farm. These risks can be very unpredictable, which makes managing to reduce injury a challenge. Identifying and putting into place best management practices can help to reduce injury or death to these unique farm risks. Extension has resources available to help create these best management practices for each farm to lead towards increased farm safety. Farm emergency planning and first aid kits are great tools to help when responding to a farm accident. It's important to help all workers on the farm become aware of the farm emergency plan and location of the first aid kits. It's crucial to remember the three C's of first aid following an accident. These are check, call, and care. Never rush into an accident scene without first identifying what happened. Call for emergency help as soon as possible. After checking for additional danger and calling for help, then begin offering care to the injured person. Farm life can be a very rewarding way to live, work, and have fun. Prioritizing personal health can help reduce fatigue and allow for good decision making. Maintaining a farm safety plan can be a great step to increase farm safety. Please take a moment each day to consider the safety risks associated with various decisions that are made. Preventing farm accidents is always the best option. Thank you for considering my farm safety message today. Please often remind each other to practice safe farm decision making. Additional resources on farm safety can be found at lafayette.extension.wisc.edu/agriculture or by searching Extension Farm Safety Advice.